This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And do believe there was another call on the line, right, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Ernie is in East Hampstead.
Ernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you.
I've got a question about a Coosa dogwood I have. It's got orange spots on it. And I went out this morning and looked at it. It's not mold. It seems to be like the bark changing on only a few of these, you know, the stalks coming out of the ground. But they have orange, looks like, spots on it.
So the orange spots are on the trunk and the branching?
That's correct. Yeah, on the main part of the tree. The thick, the, you know, the stems coming out of the ground. The
okay.
Big stalks.
Now, did you notice anything in the fall on the leaves or anything along those lines?
Other than when it was really super hot out, they were curling a little bit, but no spots, nothing like that. It had great color when it first came out.
Okay.
What it hasn't done is, you know how they bury sometimes? They have the red berries on them?
Yep.
I didn't get those this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That could have been... Excuse me. That could be just the way the season was, the ups and downs. Now, is it on the lowest parts of the branching, or is it on the entire branch? I'm just
It's only like 3 or 4 feet up from the ground. It's the southeast facing is only the side that's getting it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, you know, I'm trying to think of what it could be on there. Like, there are some, like, crown, they call cankers. There's... You know, I would see if it was really low, like right on the bottom, it could be like a root rot type thing, but I don't think that's the case. You know, there's some viruses that are on there, but they're usually caused from like an insect going onto the plant, right? So you would have seen maybe some of the leaves turning black. Seeing some of the issues like that this fall. Mm-hmm. You know, are they like, what's the word? Inverted? Like, do they kind of like break the bark up a little bit, or is the bark still completely fine?
Yeah, the bark's fine. I even went out there. I thought it was mold, and I rubbed my finger on it. Nothing came off of my thumb or nothing. It's just like discolored on the bark. going up, three or four of these trunks going up like 3 feet. Not
okay.
solid. The whole trunk's not solid of this stuff. Just spotty. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, no, so I'm wondering if, you know, maybe it's something from the moisture. Sometimes that happens. You normally would have seen something else to it to see, because a lot of diseases and viruses and everything are caused by insects originally.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one, I mean, I'm wondering if it has to do with like some sort of canker that's on there. You said it doesn't wipe off, but it doesn't. You know, the bark is already hard. It's not like a difference to it. You know, one of the things.
No.
But I might like to see is maybe some pictures of it sent to me so I can take a look a little bit deeper. You can email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Because, you know, there would be... I'm wondering, I don't think it's a borer of any kind. Right, because you might see some holes around there, and you're not seeing anything like that.
No, no damage like that at all.
So I'm wondering if it's something from nature, something you know that's causing it. Are you using like a well water, or are you using?
I don't water it at all. I mean, it's just a natural it's watering. But what I had done last year was I had a chemical company spread stuff on the lawn the whole season.
Yep.
And I'm hoping I didn't hurt it with that.
There's a possibility, but I don't think, you know, I think a lot of them, it's basically fertilizers you're using, right? It's not I think it wouldn't have done anything there horrible. Because the only thing I can really think of, you know, would be like a crown canker, which is, you know, lower on the base. And what it does is it can affect the rest of the plant. You were saying that it's just on some of the shoots coming out of the base?
Yeah.
Just on a few?
I mean, a
lot of times if it is a crown canker, you're just eradicating that area, cutting out those branches and removing them for the you know upcoming season, right? Because you don't want to leave it on there if that's an issue. You know, the... You know, it wouldn't be like an anthracnose or something like that. Usually anthracnose it would be more on the leaves than on anything else.
And I'm only really noticing it like in the last month, really. Like in the fall, it wasn't on there. Early winter, it wasn't on there. It's just like in January, it just started coming out.
So, so you know, one of the reasons why I was asking about the well water or just water is some areas on their well water, they have too much certain nutrients, and it can actually turn things like an orangey color. I've seen it happen before. Yeah, there's actually an area in my town where I drove by, and you can see that a white fence had turned orangey, like a rusty tinge to it. So that, you know, that's why I was asking about the water, because sometimes it'll do that. But again, like the, I'd love to see what happens this spring with the leaves, if anything's going on with it, because that would tell us if, you know, if the buds have an issue coming out, they almost come out like shriveled or they just won't really develop. That means there's probably some sort of disease in there. It could be a botrytis. It could be, you know, something like that. From what I'm thinking, it could have something to do with the crown canker, but it's not completely 100%. There's not much you can do to spray, like, with a fungicide or anything along these those lines right now because of the weather, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's not like we could, because a lot of them you want to would want to apply on the trunk, et cetera, let it dry and let it absorb into the plant. But when we're so cold, it's hard for a plant to absorb this, right? So there's not much we can do until the ground really starts to thaw a little bit. And at that point, we might start to see some things on the leaves, on the branching, the rest of it.
Okay.
But do send me a picture so I can get a better idea.
Okay.
And then we can get an idea of, like, where we should go from there. Because it might just be, you know, I might look at it and be like, oh, that's nothing. Don't worry about it. So.
Yeah, good, good. Very good.
Let's do that. Because sometimes, too, like, the leaves will turn, like, a darker color in the fall because of the cold. I don't mm-hmm. think it's that the bark's going to do that type of thing. It usually doesn't. Maybe it's some peeling that's happening. I don't know. I'd love to see it. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a quick question.
Sure.
Pruning, flowering pears.
Yeah.
A lot of suckers on it. Some of them are like an inch diameters. When do you prune flowering pears?
Well, the sucker growth can be pruned anytime.
Okay.
It could be pruned today if you wanted to get rid of them. But the flowering pear, usually it's going to be pruned after it's done blooming.
Okay.
Right? That's when you can do a heavy prune. But all sucker growth can be done at any time of the year because it's just taking water away from the plant and it's not doing anything good for it.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Awesome, Ernie. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Nice talking with you.
All right, have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We get back more gardening information, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's in Rhode Island.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a, I don't know if it's a Christmas cactus or a Thanksgiving cactus. It bloomed between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And now I have some buds appearing. I don't know if it's going to bloom again. And can you tell me if it's Christmas or Thanksgiving cactus?
Well, so there is some ways to be able to tell if it's a Christmas or a Thanksgiving cactus. So we need to take a look at the leaf structure, right?
Yeah.
The leaf structure on it, a Thanksgiving cactus has the more like serrated edges, where it's like almost like pointed on the edges, whereas the Christmas is more rounded.
Okay.
It also, the flowers on the Christmas cactus are more tubular shaped than the others.
Okay.
Let's see, what else could we look at? Excuse me.
They're kind of pointed.
Kind of pointed like leaves, so it's most likely a Thanksgiving.
The edges of them are pointed.
Yep.
Yes.
That's most likely a Thanksgiving cactus.
Okay.
Okay.
So that will bloom again, will it?
Sometimes it will, right? It's how you take care of it and what you've done to do everything for it.
Okay.
I
have it in a window facing the west, so it gets the afternoon sun. Not much sun, but it does.
Okay. You know, is it by like a light as well? Like a light in the room that you're in, or
only at night? Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes the light will prolong the day for like a Thanksgiving cactus like this.
Yes.
And can keep it blooming and keep it going.
Oh, maybe so that's what it is.
That could be part of it. I've heard that. Yeah. What I've also heard is, you know, lights outside the window, like street lights, if there's a street light right out in front of that window, sometimes it keeps it the light so it almost feels like it's a different time of year. So that could be doing it. But, you know, I'm not surprised because they can bloom for multiple weeks.
Okay.
You know, so that's part of it. It's all about how the temperatures are within the house as well.
Yeah,
you don't want it to get too cold. Being warm is perfect for it.
It's warm, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what's going on with it. But I have seen the Thanksgiving cactus or a Christmas cactus bloom multiple times throughout, like, the winter months. Just because of that.
All right, so I can expect some flowers, possibly, huh?
Yeah, it's not gonna be as much as the first time.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the first bloom of the season.
Yeah.
It'll be less and less, but it's you can have it here and there.
Okay.
Sounds good
to me. Yeah, I'll be watching it. Yes.
All right, Carolyn. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got some open lines. We got about a half hour left in the show for any questions that you have. So feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and hear what you have to say, question wise, etc. Now, it just made me think of this. During the week, I got an email or a message on from the Facebook on the Paul Parent Garden Club. And Chris had sent a picture of a cactus, the family cactus, the Christmas cactus, I believe it is, just based on, it's a Christmas cactus, that is 71 years old. A 71-year-old Christmas cactus. I mean, amazing. Pretty cool stuff. Anyways, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Update. This Sunday, Texas not backing down after a standoff with the federal government over razor wire put up in the town of Eagle Pass to keep illegal aliens out. Republican Governor Greg Abbott refusing to remove the razor wire that is keeping people from coming into our country.
Bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
President Biden campaigns in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary in that state, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He claims Bidenomics is working, but a Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home. Wife Jill campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And wanted to, I got a message from a gentleman by the name of Larry. He was saying that he was having a hard time getting the link to listen to us online, and he has a website of allradio.net that you can search for Paul Parent, and it goes right to a couple options, and you can listen live right there. I believe you can even add it to the phone, like an app. So pretty cool stuff. I checked it out. I tried it. It works. Pretty cool. It's not just, clicking the links through our website, etc. If you couldn't get to it, that's a good site to do. So just wanted to throw that out there as well. So pretty cool stuff to hear another way to hear us. So anyways, talking gardening, we're talking different things here. I did mention right before the break the that Christmas cactus that Chris had sent me. Really cool stuff, just looking at it. And it was blooming last year until March. And again, this year will probably be doing the same. But it's just so cool. He said that it was started by great-grandmother sometime in the 1950s. She passed in 1966, and an aunt inherited it. And then they took it when their aunt passed, and it's really a family heirloom. That's so cool. That's amazing, right? What plants have seen in this many years. And as they said, it's stressful. Yeah, no, I can understand that. There's the whole like keeping on it, but then there's the whole your great grandmother started it. But that was really cool. I love seeing those pictures like that. It was cool to see. So anybody with a Christmas cactus or Thanksgiving cactus realize it. It can be around for a long time as long as you take care of it. And the same thing with houseplants, right? And just taking care of these plants, it's not just a one-season type thing, right? It's years upon years. Some get easier with time because they are so well-established. You don't have to worry about them. But it's just, it's amazing. I'm flabbergasted that it's a 71-year-old plant, right? 71 years for a Christmas cactus. Can you imagine starting like a little 4-inch Christmas cactus, bringing it home, and then 70 years from now, it being still within your family? I mean, that would put it, I mean, I'd have to be over 100. So it'd have to be, it's going to be second, third generation if I were to start it now. That is just so cool that what plants can do with just a little TLC and just taking care of them and doing some things. It can just, it tells a story. It tells the story of your past and it's just awesome. So I just wanted to share that. I thought that was really cool stuff. So thanks, Chris, for sending that to us. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's kind of dreary out there. The snow and rain is going to be hitting us where I am a little bit later. I've been looking at different weather maps as the show's gone on. And it's kind of like, you know, the more south you go in Massachusetts, the less likely you are to get more of a storm and even get anything, right? It almost kind of looks like, you know, parts of the Cape might not even get anything. So, you know, that's what happens with these storms. They kind of move around. And I'm seeing a couple patches in the northern part of Massachusetts getting more. And again, maybe even the Cape might not even get some of this if you look at the way the radar's forming. So, crazy stuff. We'll see what happens as it goes on. And some of you might be saying, well, he's talking about all this snow and we're not getting it. I get it. It is kind of crazy how, you know, this isn't even 100 miles. It's, you know, from here to the Cape, you know, maybe 65, 75. I'm probably off. But, you know, you get the idea here of how different the weather can be, different the climate can be, etc. Because the Cape has a different zone than, you know, the northern part of Massachusetts. So you're growing a few different things that we are on the northern part, on the Cape. So that's pretty cool how different it can be just from a little bit, right? So keep that in mind. Now, we're here every Sunday from 6 to 10. As I mentioned, you can find us on our website. You can go to paulparent.com. There you can click on where it says Listen Live and Podcasts. That's a great place to start. You follow the links and it'll get you there. Another thing you can do while you are on our website is scroll down to the bottom and sign up for our newsletter, right? You can do it right then and there. Also, we had a couple weeks ago, we had taken off the emails right from the website. We were getting emails that were all just random letters, right? It was just like constant, and it was just inundating. So we had to take it off for a bit, see what we can do about putting it back in the next few weeks here to get that up and going again. But you can subscribe to our newsletter, and if you look right before it, our email address is right there. You can just click on that and email us. It was just part of it where on the website where you could put your question right on there. That's where somebody had gotten into. So our email wasn't hacked the personal aspect, it was hacked through the website. So we weren't getting anything. It was just getting too much. So if you have some questions, that's the best way to email us. And we will do what we can to help you out. We try to read them online if there are. Been getting a lot of just requests for newsletter recently, so we're trying to get you guys signed up for that. But, you know, just some other options to hear us online. And if you did hear us in an area, you know, I'd love for you to contact those radio stations and say, hey, we miss hearing them on the radio here. What's going on? What can we do? Right? It'd be helpful on my end. You know, we're going to keep on here. We're here Sunday, 6 to 10, every Sunday, with live content, best we can. So, feel free to contact us any way possible. Now, we had a great conversation earlier with Karen from Natural Alternative. I just want to remind you about their website at natural-alternative.com. Tons of information in the Know and Grow library. Their phone number's right on the front. The other thing, too, is, you know, coming up with the storm that we have here, you know, you might be running out of ice melt. Maybe order it today. You'll have it by the middle of the week. They are talking possibly another storm end of the week, Friday, Saturday, right? Not sure what it's not saying if we're going to get much of anything, but you might as well have it. As Karen said earlier, it has a pretty long shelf life and can last a few years. And so it's not something where you need to just use it all up this year. You can store it and be okay. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're purchasing. Because I know it's like one of those things, like, I don't know, is it going to snow again? Is it going to rain mostly? What's going to happen? But you're better safe than sorry with it. You know, I mention all the time, the costs of a slip, trip, and fall are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're upward amount of $40,000-$50,000, and that's just medical bills. That's not including missing work. That's not including, you know, all the other things that come of it, right? You know, if you're stuck at home, you can't drive anywhere, so you're looking at getting people to pick up things for you, right? You're going to have to take care of them. You're not going to be able to get out and do things. So just by getting some of that ice melt and protecting yourself when it comes to any of the ice, the black ice, etc., it's really worth it. I am adamant about using it at my house. I don't want to have a slip, trip, or fall. I've already missed enough work. I want to be able to go to work or at least be productive when it comes to work. I know a lot of people now can work from home, so it's, you know, all right, if I fall, I can still work. But how much work are you really doing if you're injured? So, just something to think about. Now, I've got about 15 minutes left. The phone number is 855-660-4261. And, you know, like I said, about 15 minutes left in the show, so you can give us a call and we'll do what we can to help you out. Otherwise, we're thinking spring here. We got to think ahead and think about what's next on the agenda. You know, planning, using something to write down your ideas so that you can take a look at them and say, oh yeah, I really want to do that this year. And how are you going to get there? How are you going to make that happen? And so that's what we're looking to do this winter, is get ready for the next season, right? That's what we're looking to do. We're looking to get ready for the next season. We're also, you know, thinking about, you know, do we need to do anything? Do we need to fertilize? Do we need to clean our, you know, our tools? Do we need to get something taken care of that we're just not thinking about? And that's where those lists come into play. That's where I think about, just to make sure that we're taken care of and safe. You know, it's as simple as looking, do you need a new hose? Do you need watering wands? Do you need, you know, a sprinkler? those things can be taken care of early so that when it comes time, you hit the ground running. Right? We want to make sure it's taken care of. You know, another thing, and maybe you think it's too early, but take a look at the mower. You know, you only put it down a couple months ago, but did you sharpen the blades? Did you clean the filters? Did you, drain it from with the gas? You know, did you do all these things to make it so that when it starts this spring, it's ready to go? You know, this would be a time to send a mower to a small engine repair, so you can have it done when the season hits. Because they're going to be looking at probably a lot of snowblowers right now. But you get it in now, it's ahead of the rest of the lawnmowers, so when the season hits, you're ready. You're first. So, just something to think about. Now we're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll wrap up the show, put a bow on it, finish it up for the day. If you have questions, you can try to give us a call, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Julie's in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a question on a low-growing, spreading bush that I can put on a hill on my property, and the hill is probably the length of my lot. So I need several, but I don't get a lot of sun. I get probably maybe 4 or 5 hours of sun daily, and it's usually from 12 to maybe 12 to 4. But I've seen these bushes on the highway. They're very low to the ground, and they spread.
Yeah, a lot of those will probably be like a blue rug juniper. Blue rug juniper likes to stay very low, and will get. I've seen it get like 12 feet wide, all the way around. So that's a pretty good one. You know, would you be? Would something like a ground cover work, like just like a more herbaceous, or are you looking for something that's going to stay green throughout the year?
Yes, I'd like it to be green all year.
So
because this it's a huge hill, but it's a rise of probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet, and it's the length of my lot, which is. It's significant. I don't want to get into planting little plants. I just like some bushes that will spread out and increase maybe a foot or two or three every year.
Okay. Now, do they have to stay low to the ground, or would you mind them being... Okay, so you do want them to stay low to the ground.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So there is one ground cover that would do okay there that would stay green throughout the year, which would be like the winter creeper, right? And it's in the same family as the... it just left my head. It's got the different colors to it. I can't think of the name off the top of my head right now. I just lost it. That would be...
Would the blue rug or the winter creeper be okay in 4 hours of sun?
Yeah, so the blue rug would be okay, especially if it's between 12 and 4 like that. The winter creeper I was thinking of is the euonymus. There's some types of euonymus that are spreading. That will actually do okay in some of the shade. You're probably looking more of the green style euonymus because you're not gonna get the one that has like white and green or yellow and green because it's gonna need more sun for that. But the winter creeper or a euonymus for toni is the name that you're looking for that could really go quickly and cover those areas that you want over time, and it'll stay green throughout the season, including the winter. It might get a little bit like almost bronzy during the winter, but even some of the junipers will do the same thing. But that might be a good option for you to add.
Can you spell euonymus for me?
Oh, of course. So it's E-U-O. N-Y-M-U-S. And if you go to a garden center, E-U-O-N-Y-M-U-S.
Okay.
If you go to a garden center and just tell them you're looking for euonymus or winter creeper, they're going to know what you're talking about. Explain to them that you're putting it on a hill. They'll get that's exactly what you're looking for. That's a good one. The junipers are good. Those are probably your best options, right? I think that will do well for you the long term.
Which is the fastest to spread?
I think the winter creeper will spread further and faster than a juniper. Both would take a few years to establish before they really develop and push their growth everywhere. But that's going to happen on any plant.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, Julie, you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. We appreciate all the calls and everybody for listening. We'll be back next week. Until then, be good to each other and get in there and plant something. We'll talk to you all soon. Have a great one.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.